With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. Romaine lettuce from the Salinas region is finally safe to eat after multiple E. coli outbreaks linked to it. But as KEZU's Erica Mahoney explains, the investigation into what went wrong is still ongoing. She joins me in studio now. So Erica, for nearly 2 months we've been told not to eat Salinas romaine. What's changed?
On Wednesday, federal agencies lifted the advisory. It was first announced just before Thanksgiving. Tough timing for Salinas Valley farmers. The Food and Drug Administration now says the three separate E. coli outbreaks linked to tainted romaine from the area are over. In total, nearly 200 people were sickened across the U.S. and in Canada.
As you previously reported, investigators have been out here in the Salinas Valley collecting samples from local fields. Did they find the source of the contamination?
Not yet. Investigators have identified a common grower in the Salinas Valley, which they're still not naming, by the way. While the growing season is over and romaine fields are now barren, investigators say they are continuing to look into the source of contamination. I spoke with Norm Groot, who's the executive director of the Monterey County Farm Bureau. He says the Bureau is disappointed it took this long to lift the advisory.
But we're, of course, happy that the advisory is now concluded and that they have something to hopefully investigate further and determine maybe an exact cause.
The FDA says they're working to improve the system that identifies contaminated products.
That's KEZU's Erica Mahoney. This is KEZU News.